"Let's cut," I said. We started down the platform. The man got up and ran after us. He threw his arms around Roy, holding on stubbornly. Roy couldn't break loose. He was pretty well winded. "Get this mooch off me!" Roy yelled. I hit the man twice in the face. His grip loosened and he fell to his knees. "Kick his head off," said Roy. I kicked the man in the side and felt a rib snap. The man put his hand to his side. "Help!" he shouted. He did not try to get up. "Let's cut," I said. At the far end of the platform, I heard a police whistle. The man was still lying there on the platform, holding his side and yelling help at regular intervals. There was a slight drizzle of rain falling. When I hit the street, I slipped and skidded on the wet sidewalk. We were standing by a closed filling station, looking back at the elevated. "Let's go," I said. "They'll see us. We can't stay here." We started to walk. I noticed that my mouth was bone dry. Roy took two goofballs from his shirt pocket. "Mouth too dry," he said. "I can't swallow them." We went on walking. "There's sure to be an alarm out for us," Roy said. "Keep a lookout for cars. We'll duck in the bushes if any come along. They'll be figuring us to get back on the subway, so the best thing we can do is keep walking." The drizzle continued. Dogs barked at us as we walked. "Remember our story if we get nailed," Roy said. We fell asleep and woke up at the end of the line. This guy accused us of taking his money. We were scared, so we knocked him down and ran. They'll beat the shit out of us. You have to expect that. "Here comes a car," I said. "Yellow lights, too." We crawled into the bushes at the side of the road and crouched down behind a signboard. The car drove slowly by. We started walking again. I was getting sick and wondered if I would get home to the MS I had stashed in my apartment. "When we get closer in, we better split up," Roy said. "Out here, we might be able to do each other some good. If we run into a cop on the beat, we'll tell him we've been with some girls and we're looking for the subway." "This rain is a break. The cops will all be in some all-night joint drinking coffee." "For Christ's sake," he rasped irritably. "Don't round like that." I had turned around and looked over my shoulder. "It's natural to turn around," I said. "Natural for thieves." We finally ran into the BMT line and rode back to Manhattan. Roy said, "I don't think I'm just speaking for myself when I say I was scared. Oh, here's your cut." He handed me $3. Next day I told him I was through as a lush worker. "I don't blame you," he said, "but you got a wrong impression. You're bound to get some good breaks if you stick around long enough."